We're up to Simon Reish Samach Dalit. It is on page Mem Gimel. Okay, on the top, it's an 83. There's no number really, so you have to turn to the 85, 84, 85, 86. Sif Beis. Simon Reish Samach Dalit, Sif Beis. Okay. Okay, everyone got it? Page on the top of the left side should say Mem Gimel, which is the equivalent to page 85. The Kata, now the question here is who is kosher to do the Bris Milah? Who is a good kosher to be a Moihel? So we learned last time that an Isha, we discussed an Isha, the Machlokes is an Isha Ksherer to do Bris Milah. It depends on the source why a Goy is disqualified from doing a Bris Milah. There are two different sources as to why a Goy is disqualified from doing a Bris Milah. Depending on the source, it will be an afkamina if an Isha can do a Bris Milah, can be a Moyel. According to one opinion, yes. One opinion, no. Halacha l'maisa l'chatchila not. B'di'eved, yes. What about a child? The katan kosher lomul, the bar milahu. A child can be a moyel. Because a child, a katan, a male child, is in the category of milah. D'afka shu yodeh l'amin yodav. Of course, it goes without saying that he knows what he is doing. V'chodif b'sichloi, and he's wise. Ulufi zendira, degam cherish v'shoita kisherin. Likewise, a deaf mute and a shoita. They also kosher as long as they're males and they know what they're doing. You can't let them really do it. Technically, they would be able to do the bris milah, but being that they're not bnei deah, obviously you're not going to let them do it. Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef b'sif b'sifrei hagadol kasa mishum the katan osi l'chal mitzvos ayin sham. He has a different logic. He said that since a katan will one day become an adult, b'chayvin mitzvos, that's why a katan can do a bris milah now, but according to that logic, necheresh v'shoita, that will never come lidei mitzvos, they may not do a bris milah, afilu b'diyavet, ulefizeh yeshlamat necheresh v'shoita, medina b'sulim, sh'rei lo yavo l'chlal mitzvos. When we call back near Ali, di'yavsho l'chalek b'neihem, you can't differentiate between a cheresh shoita and a katan. D'b'rov dina ha'torah, cheresh shoita v'katan, because wherever we turn, we always find they're always in the same category. The lav dafka nakit tam zeh, and the logic that we said is not accurate. The ikra tam shereihem bnei bris umoylim. The second thing that we said that they're not going to come with a mitzvah, that's not accurate. The real reason why a katan can do a bris milah is because a katan is chayiv himself in milah. He himself has a bris milah, and that logic applies equally to a shaita and a cheresh. Oiskimo. Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef Kirchsher Beisha, we learned that the Mechaber paskins that a woman can be a moyel. Umikol Makom Kosav Dim Yesh Yisrael Gadol Shiyodil Lamul Hu Koydem Lekulam Ad Kan Lashonai. The Mechaber says Lechatchila, we should, if it is a man, let him do the Bris Milah. Rabbeinu Rama Poysel Beisha Kimasha Kosav. The Rama says no, it's not a good idea to allow a woman to do a smila because of the logic that we've given before, that the same logic that exempts a guy would exempt an isha. The chos valzed the kain lehagin lahader. This is the minuk.
Thank you very much.
This is the minuk. The chos valzed. I lost the place over here. One second. Rabbeinu Amar Paisel b'Yishol k'mashkod b'chos valzed the kain lehagin lahader achar ish at kan l'shanan. The minuk is to look for a man. Period. The hikshol of the chos zel gamla machshim b'Yisha, and the question is that this is only so, the hazel gam lemachshim beisha. This is also so when it comes to an isha. So what then? The chen kasul hadi harif harash beperik yutes the Shabbos the Yisrael kaidem lekulam the ein loyma dekavanasa afil b'makom shein ish yodei lamul ein noistem leisha lamul limkein mashayach al zel loshon the chen hagin havi milsa dele shricha. So he just asks, he's building up to what he wants to say in one moment, but he's asking a question: why does the Ramah need to say the chain noihagin? Those words have a connotation, is that, oh, it happens all the time. Every other woman knows how to do a bris milah. And there's always a shortage of men. There's always a shortage of men knowing how to do the bris milah. So therefore, if you look around, it's very easy for it to happen where a woman would do a bris milah. But no, v'chein lehagin, this is the accepted custom. We're only going to allow a man to do a bris milah and discourage a woman from doing a bris milah. You don't have to say that. What do you mean the chenei hagen? That's the reality. Why does he have to emphasize this? So therefore he explains the linear the derav tzaidkim. We know the words are there. When he says the chenei hagen, he's teaching you something very important. Why? Bishinidaktek aloshin rabbein habeis yosef shekasef l'shitasa dishol gadol kaidim l'kulam b'ms. The Beis Yosef says that the one who has kedima to do a bris milah is a man. And this comes from Berif Rosh, but Berif of Rosh, Nimsu Loshan Zev, Vizel Lashainai, Harif, Helkach, Hecha, Deleka Gavra, Viko Itisa, when there is no man, there is a woman. Shapir Dami, Adkan Lashainai, we allow a woman to do the bris milah. The Gama Rambam, Kasa, Viisha, Vikotin, Molin, Bemakam, Sham Ish, Ayin Sham. The Rambam says the same thing, that in a situation when there is no man available, we allow a woman to be the moya. Omnam hakavana achasi the makam sheyesh ish loy shaklinan isha lamul. When we have a man, we do not allow under any condition a woman to do a bris milah. Dilma the lamulanu isha kevin sheyesh ish lamishem kedima ela do urchadim also kainhu v'zeh shachamim rabbi Yosef dehu koydem loy koydem lav midin kedima. When he says they come first, does not mean kedima. It means that they really we could allow both to do it. Bidin ella orcha de milsa. It means it's an expression. This is what's normal. The noshim daitem kalois ulefi zeh in beir zu leka ish hayodel lamul ika isha bevadai ein mechuyavim l'shlach l'iracheres l'havi ish l'zechis rabbein arma dechein haminig lahader achar ish kolamarim ein ish makam zeh mahadrinon l'shloach l'makam achar l'havi mayal. Period. In other words, what he's saying over here is that there is a nafkamina between the mechaber, and that when you read between the lines, here is a nafkamina. If you are in a city, or you're in a community, and there are no men who are knowledgeable in doing a bris milah, but there are women, should you send the child out, or should you import a moyal? This is the nafkamina between the mechaber and the ramah. According to the Mechaber, no, do not send the baby out. Do not bring a moil in. If you are in a community and there are no men who know how to do the bris milah, but there are women, let the woman do the bris milah. But if, here's the part that he's coming to clarify, the Aruch HaShulchan. But if there are men in the city that know how to do a bris milah, even the Mechaber and the Rambam and the Rif are in agreement, and as a davar pasha, do not allow a woman to come near the knife. If there are men available who can do the bris milah, women out. Noshim daitan kalis.
But then
yeah?
The writing is some reality, right? The writing is. Did a woman ever, was it a woman ever an apprentice to Moel? I mean, a woman can't do a bris milah unless she's learned to, unless someone's taught
her
how to do it. Did they actually teach women how to do it?
I guess they did know how to do it. It sounds like that it's not so complicated today.
A woman pediatrician may know how to do it, but she may learn the dinim.
A woman who went to medical school, a doctor, a PA, let's say a doctor. Yeah, there are a lot of women today who are pediatricians.
I remember reading in the book about the early years, Revolutionary War here, a couple of Eden, mostly Sfardim.
Yeah.
I forget his name. He was sent to upstate New York, to Canada. It took him 2-3 weeks to go by wagon.
Oh, to get
there. They were Moshe Nefesh to go. Obviously, there were women, but they didn't.
So this is the nafkamina. Okay, so here's what he's coming to clarify. If you just take the mechaber at face value, you get the impression that occasionally, in a city itself, in a community itself, we will allow a woman to act as the moyel. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's categorically wrong. You will never allow a woman to be a moyel in a situation where you have available a man. All the mechaber means is, in a situation where you don't have men available and you have women available, and it would require us to take the baby and bring the baby to a different city, or require us to import, bring in a moyel from another city, the mechaber says, don't bother. Let the woman do the bris milah.
Suppose that the woman is better at doing it. The man says, yeah, I can do it, but I haven't done one in 2 months.
If the man can do it, it seems, I don't know. Every situation is different, obviously, but generally a woman cannot do it. A woman cannot do it. If a man can do it, and he can get by without a real sakana to the baby, without a sakana to the baby, that's the halacha. The man, only the man can do it. The Ramah is coming along and saying, no, men do the bris milah, not women. Ad kidei kach v'chein noy hagim. What does it mean by v'chein noy hagim? In a situation when there are no men and there are only women available, doesn't matter. Go bring the baby to another city. Bring the baby to another city, or pay money to bring a moyel into this city to do the bris milah. That's what it means. The Ramah is very, very machmir. Do not allow a woman under any condition to be the one who does a bris milah. Now, you know, you mentioned over here in passing about being a pediatrician or a doctor. Here in the Pesach, he says something that is very, very strange to me. I'll just read you what he says. Very shocking. About, it's called Pesachim U'Teshuvos. It's a supplementary material to Shulchan Aruch, to Shulchan Aruch, and it fits very well here in the Aruch HaShulchan. And he says that doctors, there used to be, maybe even today, a ban that a frum doctor may not be a moyel. Did we hear this?
A frum doctor
is not allowed to be moonlighting. Secondary job, before he goes into work, he's a moyel. He comes in and does a milah. Because, shocking thing, v'yadua, it's well known, Sefer HaBris, v'oy shalom, v'rei derek pikudach, he brings all these various sources. I never heard this before. Mikama gidoilim, bidoiro shelefanenu, maybe it's not today, maybe in the previous generations, sheloi hinichu leroife lamol. They did not allow a doctor to serve as a moyel. Afilu imhu adam kosher, he's a good man. He's shomer Torah mitzvahs, he learns daf yomi, he gives a lot of money to tzedakah, he supports the shul. You can't be a moyel. Mechshash, Shim Yisragel Yis Moyel. Once people start seeing a doctor every day, oh, Dr. So-and-so, let's say he's doing the bris milah. So what happens when he can't come that day? They'll call another doctor from the hospital. Who's available? Shim Yisragel Yis Moyel, Yavo Gam Chaverov Haroifim. His friends, who are also doctors, She'enam Shomrei Torah U'Mitzvahs, Lehisasek B'Mitzvahs Milah, V'Tirbe HaMachshala, I don't know what Rosh Teva stands for.
I've seen a very famous moyel. I don't want to mention the name. He wears a
white coat. But is it moyel? He's not a doctor.
He's a moyel, but he wears a white coat.
He's a white coat. Right. He wears a white coat. He wears a white coat and he wears gloves. I know what you're talking about. He wears a white coat. He wears on gloves. V'chulu in a chanami. But he's not a doctor. He's not a doctor. It's all, you know, among the more modern crowd.
Among
the more modern crowd, they would have no other way because this is a surgical procedure and they don't want the moyel to be wearing his, it's dirty full of germs, this and that. You know, there's a certain mentality, certain people have different communities and they want Bedavka to have someone, you know, very clean. But this is very surprising to me because I've never heard this before. And has anyone heard this before, such a thing? There's a ban on allowing anyone who entered the medical field from being a moyel.
Are they afraid that they might be doing it medically?
No, that's not the fear. The fear is exactly because once you're going
people
to establish
the impression
is a doctor does the procedure, and we can't find a frum doctor to do this procedure, so we'll bring in a non-frum doctor or a goy. What's the difference? You need a certified doctor to do the procedure. It's not a religious, people will get the impression. You have to understand, not even Moshe Talmid Chacham those days. What?
But he is a moy.
It doesn't matter. It's a gzeira. This was a takana viyodua. He writes here very powerful words, and he quotes all these are all very famous svarim on Hilchas Bris Milah. This was known, it was accepted from Gedolei Yisrael, B'doro Shelefonim, in the previous generations. If you are a certified doctor, you pass the bar, you have a license to practice medicine, you are not allowed to serve as a moyel. Today, we never heard it. It doesn't mean that it's not enforced. Have you ever seen a doctor with Bris Milah in shul? Think about it. Have you ever seen a doctor with Bris Milah?
I've heard already of parents or a doctor should perform
the Bris Milah.
Because
the father, the mitzvah, what? No, the mitzitza you mean. There's a trend today that the mitzitza, that's not a doctor, that's the mitzitza is done by the parents. So that's not so good also. Yeah.
Rabbi Richmond, the new rabbi in West Palm Beach, he's a moyel. So he said he performed a few milas in the Kushner family from New Jersey. He said, there are over 1,000 people there, yeah. He said, before he went to jail, the father,
yeah,
over 1,000 people. Later, when one of the daughters had a baby, there were only a couple of, only 100 people there. They didn't want to come anymore.
All right, this is something which, to me, is totally new. And interesting, ask around if you ever, think about it, did you ever see a doctor do a bris milah? I remember one bris milah where a doctor was present. I told you the story, where the baby was a very delicate situation, and the bris milah was delayed by a very long time, and they did it in shul, and there was a regular moil, and there was also a doctor. The doctor was there just in case, because of the complexity of the matter, he was there to be on call. Of course, if you have a situation, it goes without saying, when you have a situation that only can be done by a doctor who has the skills and is never pushed, of course, the doctor does it. But if you have a regular baby that you can hire 50 moilim and you also have a doctor, no, the doctor isn't, though the doctor, he's a shomer term, it's just the doctor is not allowed to do the bris milah because of this. It's a very strange halacha. What? What? Even the father, it does not make a difference. The father, I hear what you're saying, but this is what it says, and that's what it says the halacha is. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. We have to finish up these words. Again, we're on the left, so we're on page Mem Gimel. We're on the left column. We're about halfway. Let's start from the words. Finish up the paragraph. Let's four lines from the bottom. Among us, we never happens among us that we have a woman do a bris milah. It's all we always. There's no one available, so we'll send the baby away, or we'll bring someone in. Even from another city, we're going to be makbid to bring a moil in to do the bris milah. I say, Kasav Harambam Reish Perigbeis Hakol Kashem Lomul Vafilu Orel Ve'evet Ad Kan Lashonis. The Rambam says even a person that he himself did not yet have a bris milah, the moil himself is a male and did not yet have a bris milah, can he be the one that does a milah on someone else? Vinei. Why didn't this person have a bris milah? Is it because of a medical danger? Because his brothers died due to circumcision? Mashma lahed yod yafilu hu avarion. It is mashma. Since the Rambam did not clarify these words, it's mashma that even if the father is an avarion, the male is an avarion, ve'ein roitz alamo lesatzmai gamkin kosher, doesn't make a difference. Even though he's an avarion, it doesn't matter. He can still be the male for someone else. Ve'zil gamkin das rabbi sein lebalei atayisves sham diafal pishu hu avarion mikol makaim mikre, he's called the ben bris shari bar shmiras brisu, and therefore he is allowed to perform the bris milah. Elosh and chavetz avol mi but bar shmiras bris hu im yachpoitz. That's the chiddush of these shoinim, is that even an avarion for a bris milah is still allowed to be the moil. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds in a few more words. What kind of oral? He has a good excuse. The avarion la'arelos possible. So in lahachis does not want to do bris milah is possible ke'akum v'chein kasa mefurish rabbein harabah v'zel l'shanei avarion l'bat l'cholot harakula oy shuhu avarion l'arelus dinoy ke'akum, it's like a guy ad kan l'shanei k'lema l'mila kein hu avu l'cholot harakula einoy din k'avarion k'dekayim l'an avarion l'verechad l'avarion l'cholot harakula. So we know the general halacha that just because you're an avarion for one halacha, a person that's an avarion for one halacha does not disqualify him for other halachas. So this person is an avarion for bris milah. It's only for bris milah is he disqualified, he's not allowed to be a moil. But for other matters in halacha, he's still considered to be a full-fledged Jew. But at least for this halacha, he cannot be the moil. Vinei, al rabbeinu ramal loy kasha, the iu pasak, we have no difficulty. The iu pasak, the isha psula lomol mitam, the kaimlan, the inun ben bris. Kamasha kasa besimen al alif asirule, the avarion loy mikre ben bris. An avarion is not called a ben bris. Okay, so first of all, according to the Ramah holds that an Isha is not allowed to do a bris milah. For the same reason, a person who does not have a bris milah is not varion to do a bris, for a bris milah. He's not a ben bris. He's not a ben bris. So therefore, he's just like an isha, and just like an isha cannot do a bris milah, so too a varion la reilus cannot do a bris milah. Avla tu va beis yosef shemachshirim isha. The problem is now going through with the opinion of the Torah and the beis yosef, who hold that a woman can do a bris milah. Ketam hamohim ol yimol kimashakosav sham. They have a different logic for the reason why a woman can do a bris milah. V'imkein ein hefresh bein neisoy achos machmas milah lavaryon kinaminim begmar sham. Av alpi mishna binudarim dekoinim shani nene memulim asim be'arele yisrael ayin sham. V'imkein lama pasul avaryon. Why then do we pass on avaryon? So the problem over here is according to the pshita of the Torah and the Beis Yosef, they hold that a woman can do a bris milah. If a woman can do a bris milah, you do not need the person to be a ben baris. You do not need the person to be shayach in the mitzvah. Therefore, if a person who is a male has not done a bris milah, he is not a ben bris. He's shown that he does not hold from this mitzvah. But he should not be worse than a woman. This is the question that the Aruch HaShulchan is posing against the sheet of the Torah and the Beis Yosef. The Torah and the Beis Yosef hold that a woman can be a male, because you don't have to be shayach in the mitzvah to do the bris milah. Therefore, a man who does have an arla and chooses lahachis, not to remove the arla, is no different than a woman. He's a person that is not included.
I think he's worse than a woman.
Okay, that's I hear the svar, but technically speaking, he has shown that I'm not part of this milah, I'm not part of this mitzvah. No. Just because a person has rejected one mitzvah does not make him a non-Jew. He's not a goy. To become a non-Jew, you have to be mechal Shabbos. If this person is medaktik in the laws of Shabbos, 100%. But bris milah, I don't believe in. I don't believe in bris milah. I will not do bris milah. That does not make him an avarian. That makes him an avarian for bris milah. Okay. So you're not shaykh in the mitzvah of bris milah. But according to the Beis Yosef and the Torah, you do not need to be shaykh in the mitzvah of bris milah in order to be a moel for someone else. You just need to be Jewish. An isha is not shaykh in the mitzvah, but she's Jewish, so she can do the bris milah. Therefore, the logic is we should allow a person who is an orel to do a bris milah. Yet, the Beis Yosef and the Torah say they cannot. So we have a difficulty. According to the sheet of Ramah, there's no problem. Because according to the Ramah, a woman can't do a bris milah. You have to be mamish shaykh in the mitzvah. If you have decided to say that I'm not shaykh in this mitzvah, it makes logical sense why you can't be the moel. But you don't have that according to the Beis Yosef. V'yinkein, lama pasla varyan, v'lo yodati lama lo hi'iru mefarshah shulchan aruch b'zeh. I don't know why the commentators on the shulchan aruch did not bring up this question. V'yirali, it appears to me, v'ein kavanosam da varyan pasl, v'im hoysa kavanosam kein hoyu mevarim zeh beferish, el lohach perusho di yisrol oral shemesu achamach masmila, kosher lamul, v'noisim lamul, v'nemna lamila, period. Aval, here's what he's coming to say, just because it says in shulchan aruch that an orel shemesu achiv machmas milah is kosher does not mean to exclude an orel lahachis. Even an orel lahachis can be a moel, but aval avaryo nihi demilosoi kesheros, and tremendous chiddush what the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to read into the words of the Mechaber, mikol mokoim einoi nemon al hamilah, he's not nemon. Kedekayim lo le'el sim, let's see. If we don't know really what's going on, ask the average guy in the shul, the audience, do you really know what's going on? Can you really tell us on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is the milah? What quality milah has he done over here? I don't know. I don't know the first thing about milah. I have to trust him that he is doing a good job. I have to trust him. How can you trust him? Maybe he told us that he did the bris milah and he didn't do the bris milah. He didn't do anything altogether. How do we know? He's telling us the truth. So there's a halacha that a person is believed. You lie upon a chazaka. Here is the incredible, incredible chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. When it says in the Torah in the Beis Yosef that the only one that is kosher to a bris milah is a orel shemesu echav machmas milah, does not mean to say that an orel shemesu that's an orel lahachis is possible. No, of course he's kosher. He's kosher as long as you're standing on top of him and watching him do it, and you know that he really did the job. But if we're not watching him do the job, he's just telling us that he did it, That we can't rely upon, because since he has shown a disregard for this mitzvah, so therefore he's not neman on the mitzvah. But if he does the mitzvah, and we know for a fact that he did the mitzvah, it's not like a goy. If a goy did the bris milah, he has a whole shayla about tavas dam bris. But if an orel lahachis does the bris milah, there's nothing more to do. He's no worse than a woman, as long as we know.
What does he mean l'shayach zeh?
Nemonos. It's not shayach nemonos, so we can trust him.
But you're saying you saw Beidik Sakin is kosher by a shechita.
No, even that. He might do, even Beidik Sakin, he might do Shehiya, Hagroma, all the other things. But well, here, in the
not if you saw Beidik Sakin. If you stand.
Okay, you have to see the case by shechita exactly. But generally over here, the rule over here is, but generally when it comes to Bris Milah, he can do it. That's the Yisrael Erech HaShulchan. It's just that he's not Neman. A whole new Yisoid in the Pshat, in the Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch. With all the beautiful lamedes explaining the Nafim to the Ramah. And the Mechaber is an Isha Keshera, Isha Psula. That will have an Afkamina if an Oral Lahaches is Kosher Apostle. If an Isha is Psula, Oral Lahaches is Psula. If an Isha is Keshera, Oral Lahaches is Keshera. Why then the Shulchan Aruch say that Oral Lahaches is Apostle? Give that impression it's Apostle. Doesn't mean it's Apostle, just means that it's not Neman. Okay, let's now go to the next halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Kasvu Harambam. The Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Imbal Ha'akram Ein Tzoch Lachzor V'lomul Pam Shenis Ad Kan L'shan. This is a very big chiddush. If a guy does the bris milah in the hospital, this is a very big shiloh when it comes to Bali Teshuva. Okay, he has over here a nice discussion here in the Pesachim Teshuva. It's Bali Teshuva. We'll get to in a moment. But the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a guy does bris milah Ein Tzoch Lachzor V'lomul Pam Shenis Ad Kan L'shan V'yesh L'kos Shatam D'loy Matzim Milah B'toyra L'shma, we don't find a requirement that milah be done L'shma. So after the fact, everything we learned until now is who lechatchila should do the bris milah tafka lechatchila. We only give it to a man, b'diavad a woman. But a guy is out. But what happens if a guy does the bris milah? So what are we to do? Do we need to do that tavas dam bris? The answer is no. B'diavad it's kosher because there's no din l'shma. You don't need l'shma v'tamua who the zodas mishemach shebigmar sham milas akum. Avlanan haha kailan the postul midrash of the kroy k'mashal kasta b'simin aleph. But we paskin. We learned that the whole lomdis that a guy is mamish posel, the smag costs of the tzarch lishol hadif for the smag you need paskins, and if a guy does a bris milah you have to be tzarch lahachzir lahatif mimenu dam bris. V'chein posel rabbeinu harama v'koshchein ikur that's halacha v'yesh shekosh to gam harama moed bezeh shetzarch latovas dam bris pirak shekosav shein tzarch milah pam shenis. You must do a tovas dam bris, but you don't need to do milah. You don't do a mila. I don't know what it means. What to do?
I could do it.
I don't know. The mas shayach ain't exactly question. Mas shayach ain't soch lamal pam shenis. Mayimo halaykvar nis chatcha harlasai. Uvi al karchach kavanasai shein soch. What he really means is hatov as tam bris. Luchay near ikur kamash kasav rabin says the atzma b'sifrei kamash kol mokem kesef mishnah. Wait. On the Rambam, Mishum the Misugi the Minochas Mashma Lahenya the Tzvila the Stama the Ashas the Milvakum Keshera Ayin Sham Ulink Somach Allah Rambam B'Diavad Avla Nali Kamlon Rambam Elab Kipsak Rabbeinu Harama. So he points out in the Chanami the Rambam is paskening that a guy B'Diavad can do a bris milah because that's the pash of the Gemara. However, Uvenei Yisrael Yaitzim B'Yad Rama. We pass like the Ramah, that like the Shita, that a guy who does a bris milah is possible. The male of a guy who does a bris milah, you need to do a tough ass dam bris. Now, before we go, I'll just tell you this, I don't think he talks about this, but I'll tell you later on, is that a halacha lemais, what about Baalei Teshuva? What happens if a person is an adult, becomes a Baal Teshuva, and he asks, do you have a bris milah? Yes, I do. How do you get a bris milah? In the hospital, they did a bris milah. Who did the bris milah? We have no way of knowing. And let's go Basaroyv. Where were you born? I was born. I live out in wherever it is, in whatever, North Carolina. And in North Carolina, most of the doctors, most of the staff are goyim. So we have to assume that the one that did the bris milah was a non-Jew. What is to be done? Or better, do we have to even ask the person? The person comes to yeshiva about shuva, walks into about shuva yeshiva. Do we have to even mention it to him? Or maybe you should get off a stam bris. So it's a very big shaila. And most of the poskim say no. They say you don't start up. Don't start up with Baalei Teshuva. They might get insulted.
You don't hit below the belt.
Ooh.
Don't hit them below the belt.
Okay. So it seems here for the Pesachim Teshuva is that Don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask. If a Baal Tshuva on his own comes forward and is Ma'oyer the Shaila, you know, I'm circumcised, but I probably was done in a hostel by a guy, and does that mean I need a tafas tam bris? If he comes to ask the Shaila, then you can discuss it with him. But on your own, to go and say, oh, you're Baal Tshuva, welcome to the yeshiva. You're learning it ready for 2 weeks. Okay, we have to do an examination. We have to do a tafas tam bris. They'll walk right out the door. Okay, you don't realize how sensitive they are. And if you're going to Ma'or the Shaila, especially since there are many Paiskin that hold, he rings out over here that you do not, a guy does a bris milah after the fact, like the Rambam says. You don't need to atafas tam bris. There's no need to go and insult or to start playing with fire with the Baalei Tshuva and start questioning about this inyan. Because that is. Okay, let's go. Let's a little bit further. Ois ches reisi roabim shechaku echadin ba'isam absulim limol im hischil lamol v'hifsigu v'gomer hakosher ve'en kan savik udavar zemefurish b'gemara. If you have 2 milim, a guy starts the bris milah and a Jew finishes the bris milah. An apikorei starts the bris milah and a kosher finishes. It's of course that you go bust to the gemar. Famous kasha. How could Tzipora do the bris milah? Okay, we all know the similar answer is before Mantara Tsar. One answer. There are many answers to this question. One answer. The Asi, the Aschala.
Nefesh is another answer.
His life was in danger.
His life was because Nefesh, and there are many answers. But one thing is that she just started it. She started the process, and Moshe finished it. The Asi, Ihi, the Aschala, the Asa, Moshe, the Gomra. Moshe was Mashlim. He did conclude the Maisa. Ayin Shan, the Harem, Befurish, the Kosher, the Chaygavna, period. The Yoser. He was swallowed up. He was there. Moshe was there. He was swallowed up by the snake, by the serpent. So I guess when you start the bismillah, the snake already, I don't know, you're right. I don't know what happened there exactly. We don't have a video. No instant replay. No instant replay for this, but...
Also, some say she only did the first son, not the second.
Moshe, the second son? No, the first one was before. I don't know. Okay,
whatever.
That different answer. So this one answer that's given to show that you do the gemara. The one that concludes is okay. The yoiser near lanias daiti afilu mo apostle para hakosher bigu chedesh. Let's say the one that does the mila is apostle upara hakosher, and the priya was done by one who's kosher. Kevan the kaimel and mo vle para kiloi mo havelay kahischil apostle v'gamer hakosher, and it's kosher. The afilu imnach and chalik mizeh. You go disagree with this concept. Yesh lusmer bezel das harambam the insach lachso v'lomul shenis k'mikomakom yesh l'siyashe bezel ledina. You should ask a shayla. Bottom line over here is even in the situation where the mila was done by a guy and the pre was done by a yisrael, so it's all one long mila. So the gemar, since the yisrael did the priya, that's called it's finished by a Jew, and that makes it kosher de chatrila. And even if everything was done by a guy, we just mentioned above, that's machlekes apaiskim. According to the Rambam, it's kosher. You do not need to do anything more. But every situation obviously is different. Ois tes. Kosav Rabbeinu harama b'simen alef tinuk shehutzruchu lomol toy ches. Mibnei asakana. Strange situation. You have an infant, less than 8 days old, and there's an infection on the arla. And they have to remove the arla before the baby is 8 days old. Ein chiluk ben Yisrael la'akum the kol toich ches loy mikri mila. So do we require a Jew once already? We're doing it before 8 days. So do we? So this should be the mila. So do we allow a nifur goy should not be allowed to do the mila? No such thing. Before 8 days have passed, the child is not called, the arla is nothing, and therefore there is no difference between a Jew and a goy. Period. Miu im nisharu tzitzin amakven mila. If there are left over some pieces of flesh, then amakim the mila oishemol v'leparah yigmar Yisrael hamila l'ches or li'achash yisrapi akal l'shonis. After 8 days, then there's more what to do. Let a Jew do whatever more needs to be done after 8 days have passed. They don't move in klal. This doesn't make any sense to me. The eich kama d'vteches ein chilu ben Yisrael lo akim ha'iu pasuk v'simin reish samach beis denimul teches ein tzoch la'atik dam bris He's asking a very simple question. It's not true. How can you say that before 8 days it does not make a difference if a guy or a Jew? There's a very important nafkamina. If a guy does a bris mila before 8 days, then you lechatchila need to do hatofa stam bris after 8 days. But if a Jew does the bris mila before 8 days, there's no need to do hatofa stam brila after 8 days. So of course, if you have a child that's less than 8 days and the doctor says it's an emergency, we have to do a bris mila right away, of course you should have a Jew do the bris mila before 8 days in order that we do not need to do the hatofa stam bris after 8 days. How then can he say that there is no, that it doesn't make a difference? And with regard to the issue of the tzitz dam v'achim, of course, that's so simple that if there's part of the oral that has not been removed and needs to be removed after 8 days, of course a Jew will have to remove Yisrael, because that's part of the bris mila. So what's the chish in that either? So the year, at least, what then does he mean? So he explains, because Avnasa, the Dover Gadol HaShmila is telling us a very important chiddush. The daf, God, the shita, so lel sim reish anach beiz da hakamar, la filu, la masha pasal el din dimim, teich shmona in soch latin den da bris. So daf, kishni moluhu, l'shem mitzvas mila. Aval, kishit srichim l'zeh, this that we learned before, that you have a tofas dam bris, that's when they did l'shem mila. But over here, when it's sakana, ein al tashoim meila klal, kuli alma yu tzrichim lachal ches latim enu dam bris. So he's saying a very big chiddush. When we had a nafkamina, when a guy did it versus a Jew doing it before 8 days, that's when the guy or the Jew did it l'shem mitzvas mila. I'm hiring a guy. Guy, do this l'shem mitzvas mila. Now, after 8 days are over, you have to do a tofas dam bris. If I hire a Jew to do it before 8 days, l'shem mitzvas mila, after 8 days, you don't need to do a tofas dam bris, because at least it was done l'shem mila. That's not the case here. The case here, the reason why it's being done before 8 days is because of sakana. Sakana. Now it makes no difference whether it's a goy, whether it's a Jew, after 8 days, you're going to have to do it a tofas dam bris, because this was done l'shem sakana, it was not done l'shem bris mila. That's what it means. Aval kirshichim l'zeh b'nei sakana, ein al zeh shem mila klalu, kuli alma yiyu tzrichim lachar ches, lahatif menu dam bris. L'chein im ira maisa kezeh, ein afgemini mishen shem shim mialu lenu, Yisrael o Yaakov, it makes no difference who did the bris, whether it was Jew or goy, v'zeh shkosam d'choltoi ches, lo imikri mila haynu, v'cha haygavna, kishemayalim l'refuah, for healing purposes. Zeh kamar in achakach miu, but miu, I can't see that word there, Kloimar, the loy tema kevan since the alkoponim ain't anu oiskim ata bemila, the neasakana, ulchen lichoira hoyolon ligmar loymar, dichnish aru tsitsin hama akvin oi hapria de ze ain shach la choili, the neymar she shol yigmun ato ato, vis lismich al mash ama simin rachel of base, the nimal toches yetse yotza, a vi af the shom he bidiabet. Nem noimar de kan ke diyev damit kem shon oyskim libos un sach le tsar tinak oy pam le ze kamash molon de enoy kein el ye ni khoy ali acher ges el ya ga she shrape de gamze kla khat khil dam so we outside and we're inside is the case of you as follows. The baby is less than 8 days old and the doctor says there is a sakana and we must remove part of the arla, not the sakana is only part of the arla, not the entire arla. So, does it make a difference whether it's a Jew or non-Jew? It makes no difference. Since already we're being oisek in cutting off part of the mila, let's already take off the entire arla. Let's do the entire job. Because the doctor says this small section must be removed. So once we're doing this, let's take off the entire thing. Here's the svar. It's an amazing svar, he said. I know the Beis Yitzchak, I was looking at some of his tshuvas, he talked about with this svar in regard to another shaila, is that it's not fair to the baby. Once already the baby is in pain, that we have to go and cut off a small section of the arla before 8 days because it's in pain, it's not fair. We have to go tsar to the baby twice, tsar the yanuka, so maybe here we can be late makel, and we can take off the entire arla now, and we don't have to do anything after 8 days has passed. Along comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, no, even though indeed this tsar double pain to the baby. He's being pained now before 8 days because of the infection. And now we have to go and do the remainder of the Arla after 8 days. That's how it has to be. And this baby is going to get a special reward for being put under pain twice. Now, I don't remember. I just vaguely remember that when I was preparing, I went to Boston for my nephew's bar mitzvah, who's named after the Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Yehuda. So I was reading the biography, and there I was running through they write all of this controversial Piske Halacha in the Beis Yitzchak. I told you about cremation and that matzah, machine matzah, and grinding wheat with machines, v'chulu. And one of the things there was an interesting shiloh about a bris meal. I don't remember what the shiloh was. All I remember was he paskined to delay the bris meal because it's not fair to the baby to cause the baby tsar twice. I think the shiloh was you have a person who only knows how to do the mila, doesn't know how to do the priya. And for the priya, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow. It's 8 days. Today's the 8th day. And we have here a doctor. Even though I told you a doctor can't do a bris mila, but let's say a person that's been trained, a doctor can't do the bris mila, but the doctor only knows how to do the mila. He does not know how to do the priya. He doesn't know what priya is. Tomorrow, the regular mila is going to come and he can do the priya the way it's supposed to be. So should we today do the mila, and tomorrow when the new mo will do the priya? So he paskin, no, don't do mila bizman, because number one, I remember now, is because mila, according to many paskin, mila beloy priya is laf klom, it's nothing. Number two, he writes this, it's not fair to the baby. It's not fair to cause the baby pain today, and then to cause the baby pain tomorrow. That does not override mila bizman. So you see this, he used that svara. It's a very powerful svara. Here the Shulchan Aruch is saying that svara is not going to apply in this case. You have a baby, he's less than 8 days old, and there's some type of disease on a portion of the Arla, and the doctors say it's an emergency, it must be removed right now, but we do not need to remove the entire Arla, and that we can leave for later. So the Moel says, once we're already taking off part of the Arla, let's remove the entire Arla.
That's the Baharis.
You don't take off the entire Arla. But the problem is, if we're going to do that, we're going to cause the baby tsar twice. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed. Only take off what you need to take off now before 8 days. And then after 8 days, then you'll take off the remainder. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Ois Yud Aleph.